I've got a confession. I love looking through people's garbage. Now, it's not some creepy thing, okay? I'm usually just looking for old electronics, stuff I can take to my workshop and hack. Now, I do have a fetish for CD-ROM drives, okay? Each one's got three different motors, so now you can build things that move. There's switches, so you can turn things on and off. And there's even a freaking laser, so you can make a cool robot into an awesome robot. Now, I've built a lot of stuff out of garbage, and some of these things have even been kind of useful. But here's the thing. For me, garbage is just a chance to play, to be creative, and build things to amuse myself. This is what I love doing, so I just made it part of my day job. I lead a university-based biological research lab where we value curiosity and exploration above all else. We aren't focused on any particular problem, and we're not trying to solve any particular disease. This is just a place where people can come and ask fascinating questions and find answers. And I realized a long time ago that, if I challenge people to build the equipment they need out of the garbage I find, it's a great way to foster creativity. And what happened was that artists and scientists from around the world started coming to my lab. And it's not just because we value unconventional ideas, it's because we test and validate them with scientific rigor.